Bayfield resident Gildy Whiteside was in her late 60s when she committed suicide in Lake Superior. Gildy Whiteside's death inspired CORE in Bayfield to create a program that trains volunteers to help elderly people with depression. Gildy Project Chair Catherine Jensen of Bayfield says elderly people are more likely to kill themselves than any other age group.
For every 100 to 200 suicide attempts, one person will die. But in people over the age of 65, there are only 4 attempts for every completed suicide. The seniors are experienced, they know what they want to do, and that's why we're so eager to develop this community-based program and get them help.
Diane Heapy of Washburn is one of those seniors who suffered from social isolation. Heapy's boyfriend died 3 years ago. She says 9 months later, her daughter died.
It was very difficult.
She says going through the experience opened her eyes about elderly depression. She now volunteers as a counselor at a support group in Washburn for people who experience suicide in their family.
What I hear is that they're struggling with isolation, loneliness. Oftentimes they've had the death of their partner or spouse of many years. There's also a certain amount of people that have lost children.
Heapy is one of 60 volunteers CORE has trained for the Gildy Project. Jensen's goal is to train 140 more volunteers to identify depression in elderly people and help them find resources to overcome it. Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.